Hot 91 at Sam and Ash at 6:39 and Sunshine Coast Lightning's first home game tomorrow night at USC. So you've got to get your tickets. In fact, we're playing Super Shot at 7 o'clock this morning.
But right now, we've got two superstars joining us in the studio who are contributing to our community in a positive way. Domestic violence is a blight on our society in every possible way. Mm. And anybody who's doing anything towards combating that is a hero in our eyes. And we've got Ryan, who's the master franchise owner from Matt Fidesz Martial Arts, and Amanda, who's a leadership student with from there as well, joining us this morning. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Thanks for having us, guys.
You're welcome. Now, Amanda, can we start with you? What's tomorrow all about? You're offering a free workshop for women in self-defence.
That's right. So there's been quite a few recent attacks on the Sunshine Coast that were shared amongst the community board. One of those attacks happened on the same beach that I was at with my daughter, only a couple of exits up, and I was there at the same time. So that kind of was a little bit scary. And then I went to Ryan and I said, this is something we need to do this. We've done them before, but last year we couldn't because of COVID. So I said, we need to do this now because this is happening. And there was comments on those boards that, you know, those men that were prying on single females, they're there all the time. So, you know, it's really quite scary. And to think that I was actually there with my 3-year-old daughter at the time. And then that very same week I came across an article about where women feel that they need to text when they're home safely. Why do we live in a world where we can't walk home or anything like that without having to text someone saying, I got home safely? That's pretty scary.
Yep, agreed.
Yeah. It is. And you know what? It's so sad that we live in a world where there are so many grubs out there that are doing this. Do you know what I mean? Now, when people go to your workshop, what can they expect, Ryan?
Yeah, so we've done them in the past, and the idea of the workshop is that, you know, it's a two-hour workshop. So we can't teach them how to be ninjas in 2 hours, unfortunately. Wish we could. But so the idea is to create some awareness around, you know, the problem, the issues, and just teach them basics. So, you know, right back from like we teach like an ABC of conflict avoidance, and it's easy to remember because it's the alphabet.
Yeah.
And then we go through some basic self-defense strategies as well. So, you know, it's all about creating awareness around the problems so that women kind of know, you know, what kind of, you know, problems and issues are out there and then how they can kind of avoid them, number one.
Mm. Yeah. I love this because it seems to be a practical solution.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's a lot of talk. There's a lot of, oh, DV is bad and this is happening and there's violence against women. But what are we actually doing about it? And can I ask, why do you think it's becoming worse? Like, we're an educated society. We're a highly affluent society here in Australia. Why is this becoming worse?
Yeah, look, I think it's one of those things. I think it's a mixture of two things. I think one, social media now is making it more available. The information's available to all of us now, so we can see it's happening a lot more and people are sharing, which is great because it creates awareness in the community.
That's a good point, yep.
But I think secondly, I mean, in my personal opinion is that, you know, the punishments probably aren't, you know, scary enough to deter a lot of these guys. And there's a lot of, you know, a lot of chauvinistic kind of behavior, and we see it more and more. And I've been teaching martial arts for a long time, and I've just noticed the respect levels a lot of the time have dropped a little since.
Respect.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. Because that does seem to be the underpinning thing for a lot of this sort of stuff, doesn't it? There's just the deterioration of respect in our community, Amanda.
Yeah, absolutely. It's pretty scary.
And we've spoken about this before, about the respect, you know, and it starts at the top too, doesn't it? Do you know what I mean? You know, it starts with the parents teaching our kids right from the word go that hitting is bad, that doing this is bad and doing that is bad. And, you know, you say your please and thank yous. And, you know, and also I think, you know, for children to feel like they're in a safe place growing up, to be able to learn those ideal lessons, I guess. But I just feel like, yeah, like you said, it's been on such a decline, and it's a really scary thing, especially when it's right in our backyard.
Now, martial arts quite often, as you said before, you know, you're trying to create ninjas, but is there a stigma around martial arts as to why maybe there's not a greater take-up of this sort of thing? Because I myself have put my daughter through a martial art for the very same reason, to be able to protect herself. Now, I shouldn't have to do that. Like you're saying about the text messages, but I do, as a dad, have that feeling, that innate knowledge that I need her to be able to defend herself in the unfortunate event that she becomes a victim or a target.
Yeah, exactly. And I've got a daughter as well, and she's been doing it since she was 2. And I feel exactly the same as you. That's the reason I put her into it, is because of the fact that you can't stop what's happening in the community But you can prevent at least things happening to you, the people that you love and that are around you. But the stereotype around martial arts is, since UFC came out, I guess it's one of those things people see it and go, martial arts is all about hurting people and
thuggery,
that's it.
And
that's the kind of stereotype that unfortunately gets attached to it. But
yeah.
If you look into it, really, most martial arts schools are nothing to do with that. Like, it's all about creating discipline, respect, becoming better individuals, and that's what, realistically, if we can do that with our kids now and do it in schools and do it while they're young, like you said before, they just don't turn into thugs, and that's literally what we're trying to do at the bottom end. But tomorrow's more about it's a Band-Aid solution, obviously, but if we can save one person, that's what we're trying to do.
And do you know what? If you're a school out there, if you're a school principal listening this morning, these guys are worth getting in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And like you said, there is sort of...
keep the conversation going.
Absolutely. We have to. Get these guys in, get them teaching the students the A, Bs and Cs, like you said, that tech, the three different things there, because it's such a problem and we can start educating. We can help this along.
Well, you know what? We talk a lot of crap here, but this is actually a matter of life and death.
Really?
It truly is. It truly is. So we need to be taking more steps, keeping the conversation going and engaging more. Guys, thank you so much for joining us. Amanda, tomorrow, 2 p.m.?
2 till 4 p.m.
How do people get involved?
So it's at Pacific Paradise State School in the hall. So if they can jump on to Matt Fidesz Australia Facebook page, all the details are on there, and they can fill out the inquiry form and come along.
Good on you, guys. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having us, guys.
Thanks for having us.